It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Certified organic farmers often have to incorporate tillage to make up for chemical tools they're not allowed to use. So does this mean organic agriculture is not compatible with building soil health?
In organic, the use of herbicides is quite limited. There are some organically approved herbicides, but because of their effectiveness and cost, they're very rarely used. So one of the strategies to manage weeds in organic systems is through tillage, either tilling, primary tillage prior to planting, or cultivation, which also is disturbing the soil.
That's University of Wisconsin-Madison Assistant Professor Erin Silva. She says organic agriculture was built on soil health principles, and she's helping farmers find ways to decrease soil disturbance wherever possible.
There are other preventative means that organic farmers use, diverse crop rotations, cover crops, and a lot of the strategies that we now know are fundamental to building soil health more generally. So when we look at the bigger picture, we're also adopting a lot of strategies that we know build soil health. So when we look at the five soil health principles, organic is really hitting most, if not all of those, depending on the system and the strategies that the farmers are adopting.
Silva said a lot of organic farmers also incorporate livestock for weed control and for soil health. With the Ag Information Network, this is Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.